Oh,
it?
Yes. Well, the opposition to a pedestrian centre was enormous, but mainly from what I might say is the vested interests, as it were, in the sense that they thought this was a recipe for disaster. I remember addressing the Multiple Traders Association on our proposals for Stevenage, and they just thought I was around the bend. They thought I was one of these long hair. I've never had long hair, by the way. They thought I was one of these long-haired ideologists. They hadn't really a clue what it was all about, you see. And had a bit of a rough time, quite frankly, but I was proved right. In fact, so much so that one of the big advocates of non-pedestrian centres, one of the directors of the firm that advised many, many people, said to me in a letter, which I thought was very nice, he said, "Mr. Vincent, you were right and I was wrong." This was in 1970-ish, 8 or 9 years later, perhaps 10, when, of course, all the town centres were being thought of being changed to pedestrian centres.